through the courtesy of the Chamber of Commerce.
Let's go, girls.
Come on.
Well, how can you start with Elvis and end with Shania and have something that eclectic?
Masterpiece.
Yeah, about that. It is chamber chat time at 10 minutes after 10 o'clock. And we've got Janae Preve here and more.
Yes.
You get to introduce your guests. I know one's a silent guest, but you get to introduce Rayan.
Yeah, Rayan Kranz. She is my new coworker. So, yeah, we've got the ladies running the chamber.
There you go.
And she might even talk today. We don't know.
She's welcome
here.
To.
She's here. I'm talking.
The microphone's on, so, you know. Yeah, and you also have a special guest over here.
Yes, Jason Tibbetts with State Farm Insurance.
Right.
Special is in quotation marks.
Yeah. Is he wearing his khakis? Oh, no, that's another.
No.
Yeah, that's.
That's Jake.
Yeah, that's Jake from State Farm. Those are some great commercials, though. People remember those, don't they?
They really have the Arnold Schwarzenegger edition with the
Abba.
Good Neighbor has really taken off.
I laugh every time.
It is. It's hilarious. So anyway, well, welcome all of you, and welcome Jason.
Thank you.
This is going to go back a ways. First of all, probably State Farm has been a chamber member of this city for decades, and you fit in that category for decades as
yes,
well, don't
you're
you?
Right, you're huh? right. Yes, Alva Larson before me, I think he was a chamber member
Absolutely.
For 40 years, so that's four decades, and then I'm in my 21st year, so that's another two plus.
How about that?
Time flies.
Yeah, doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
Everyone knows Jason Tibbetts from, of course, the corner sign at 12 and 22. Now, was that your idea originally, or did you see that somewhere else?
You know what's funny is that that sign was there when I bought the building. The flower shop previously had a sign there, and they probably had been talking about what they had for sale, posies or whatever.
Right. Yeah, sure.
And for 16 years, I would put information out there about see me about your life insurance program or talk to me about good driver discounts.
Right.
Not once, not ever over 16 years did anybody even mention that I had a sign. And then we just thought, you know what, let's try to do something different. We put dad jokes out there.
Yeah.
I can't walk down the street without people saying, oh, we just love your sign.
Isn't that amazing?
So I am nothing if not a slow learner.
Yeah, well, I guess. Do you remember some of them? The actual ones that have been up there, the funny ones, whatever? Janae, Randy, do you remember any of those? Because just in case, I have a list he's probably used of dad jokes. There they are right there. Just want you to know so you can go through this and say, oh, I remember Jason had those down there at State Farm Insurance. So, you know, I mean, what do you call a group of mountains? Hilarious. I don't know. This is kind of their old dad jokes, but guess what? I'm an old dad.
You know, what's been funny is I've had a number of people say that they have grandchildren that live outside the area, and they will take a photo of it and send it via text or an email. Mm-hmm. And these grandparents have found like it's given them something to be able to communicate with their grandchildren from afar and kind of maintain their relationship.
Yeah.
Love that.
Good stuff. Well, city of Litchfield looks like it's rolling great. Downtown is rolling great. And you're part of both, aren't you?
Well, yeah, you know, downtown is near and dear to my heart because this is where we are at. This is this is kind of where State Farm has originated, was being in the heart of small communities, and this community has accepted me and my family, and
right.
You know, it's been 23 years, but this is our home, and this is where we have chosen to raise our family, and I want to make sure that we are giving back to the community in ways that are going to be recognizable in sure. ways that are going to be measurable and everybody can benefit from it.
Well, one of the things I know that you have been involved with each year for I don't know how many years that I was recognizing it. Once in a while, there's a around the holidays, there's a free movie in downtown Litchfield. What an awesome idea.
You know, I had spoken to another agent friend of mine in northern Minnesota, and they did that in their community, and they just mentioned how well that was received. And I spoke to the gentleman who owns the Hollywood Theater and just floated the idea of, hey, would this be something that you'd be interested in? Presumably, it'd be good for his business because
right.
he's going to have a host of young people in there and their parents or their chaperones of some variety.
That selling, are popcorn.
Selling popcorn. Selling popcorn and be able to sell some concessions when they wouldn't otherwise be open.
Right.
And, you know, it gives young people something to do on a Saturday in December if they're not involved in hockey or dribbling dragons
sure.
or wrestling or maybe they even take a break from one of those.
Yeah. What a great idea. I appreciate that and thank you, by the way, for doing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Zach Rognes and I have really benefited from hearing good words from people on that.
That's good. Speaking of good words, you've got some in front of you. I don't want to cut into by questioning you. You've got some things you probably want to go over, so go ahead.
Well, I appreciate that. We are going to have the second annual Good Neighbor Cleanup Challenge, and it's going to be the week of, well, it's officially the week of May 13th, I think, through the 19th. We are partnering with the Chamber, who's been awesome in helping us with getting some of the creative pieces put together and also helping with some prize drawings and blasting the information out. And them being fellow downtown members, it kind of made sense for us to partner up on it. But essentially what this is an opportunity for everybody. And I say everybody this year because last year we were trying to focus on businesses and organizations and schools, but this year we're including community members.
Okay.
So what we're talking about is basically the impetus of the Good Neighbor Challenge is on one of the days that week, and I'm saying one of the days because we just don't know what the weather is going to be.
No, absolutely.
Originally, we were going to coincide with Earth Day. Well, Earth Day is in April, and that's just always a crapshoot as to whether or not you're going to have, you know, it could be snowing, could
exactly.
be windy, could be cold. Hopefully, in this mid-May time frame, it's going to be a little bit better weather. And so we're encouraging people to go out and clean up the area around their business or around their home or at a school or a park or wherever it is that they're going to go.
Right.
And then do their neighbors. So we've got a building next to us that's been for sale for a few years. And, you know, when a building is not occupied, it can look a little bit tough.
Well, things can pile up.
They can. And so we decided it's not just going to be, we're doing kind of like what we like to do at our office. We call it service plus one.
Right.
So when we help you with the question that you have, and then we want to bring it one step further and maybe bring up something that they don't have and talk about a service or a product that may be of importance to them.
Right.
We're doing the same with the Good Neighbor Cleanup Challenge. We want to clean up our property and go help your neighbor and help them clean up theirs.
Yep.
And cleaning up is all relative. I mean, some of them right now, as I was walking down here this morning, downtown looks really good right now.
Yeah, it does.
There's the new benches that are out and the areas around it have all been nice and tidied.
Right.
But pretty quick, we're going to get some sun, and with the sun comes weeds.
Oh,
And the weeds grow just about everywhere, it seems.
Right.
It doesn't, even if it's concrete, there's weeds growing around them. hey, let's pull those weeds and let's take pride in our community and what it looks like for people when they're driving through downtown,
sure,
when they get off of the beaten path and maybe go onto the side streets, or just as we're traveling throughout the entirety of the community. Everybody's home just looks so much better if we can get our sticks or brush and get the grass cut and weed whacked and picking up any extras that we have going around, laying around. And we are also coinciding this with the citywide cleanup, which is actually on Saturday.
It kind of ends, right? Yeah. There you go.
Correct. Perfect. So Saturday the 18th is when the citywide cleanup is. And so if they get a few things piled up, we'll make a trip over to the Civic Center.
Yep. Civic Center. Parking lot.
Parking lot.
Yep.
And that's kind of how we're going to culminate it.
Yeah. Well, great. And I don't, well, for a number of reasons, people think I'm nuts. But when I'm walking my dog around the lake, I'm one of those, I'm forever either like on the walking path, I'm kicking rocks off, or, you know, I've got the bags for when the dog does what the dog does, and I'm picking up a few extra because some people leave it there and things like that. People think I'm nuts for doing that, and I'm like, no, come on. I mean, I've lived here since 1978. This is my town, you know.
That's right.
Let's keep her clean.
Yeah, it is interesting because, I mean, sometimes people do look at you like you're a little bit odd when you do that. But
yeah, like, who are you trying to impress? Just me.
Just trying to have one less pile to step in. And,
right.
And you know, that goes for all parks and areas around the community. You see it, just pick it up and help it. I pick up garbage bags full of stuff sometimes, and it's just nice to have it gone. It's not doing it for anybody other than yourself and your community. I'm not looking for a clap on the back for it. Just looking to do something nice.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Great idea. What else have you got there?
Well, so part of the there isn't really a sign up for this. It's free. It's open to the community. So again, businesses, organizations, schools, community members, we're challenging you to clean up our community. And then what our ask is that you enter the drawing by posting and sharing a picture on our hashtag JasonTibbetts-StateFarmAgent.
Oh, okay.
Or if somebody doesn't necessarily have Facebook or they aren't quite sure what exactly that means, they can email it to me at my office. My email address is jason@jtibbetts.com.
And that would probably be, if they just did a search for State Farm Jason Tibbetts, probably has that address on there too, if they obviously can't write it down if they're driving right now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Or give us a call at the office and we'll help you. But we want them to take photos of what it is that they're doing.
Right.
And when we get that, we'll post it on our Facebook page, and then they're going to be entered into a drawing. We're going to have drawings from local restaurants. So we're going to have gift certificates that are sponsored by myself and the Chamber, going to Mimi's, Simply Good, Sonora's, King's Walk, and Parkview Grill.
There you go.
So there is a potential for a little side benefit to not just having a clean backyard, but maybe some good food or a good cup of coffee to go along with it.
Isn't that a great idea? Yeah, I mean, that's you got to like that. Now, would there also be, just because there are people like my age that forget things, will there be a little reminder maybe from the Chamber or a blast that's out there to keep people up to date so they can look for it again?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to be posting it on our Facebook page. I know the Chamber has also shared it on there. They're going to do an email blast to the Chamber members. We're going to put it on some Facebook sites that are fairly popular in the area, the Life in Litchfield and those sort of things.
Right.
So we're going to try to get that out there. It is, it's about 3 weeks away now. So,
Let's get it done. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
great ideas. I mean, these are, you know, kind of nice things that you're doing, but they're also, you know, just great for our community.
They don't have to cost much. You know, everybody has an ability to to, you know, just do something for somebody else. And what a nice way to be able to see your neighbors after a long winter, which wasn't terrible, but still, we're looking forward to these days when you can be outside a little bit and say hello and maybe pick up a little of the refuse around and make our area nice.
Yeah, very good. Well, Jason, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And Janae, Jason makes your job easy to get through 10, 12, 15 minutes of this because he's a chatter.
Have you noticed that? Good. He's
good.
He
knows how to chat. So,
anyway. Yeah, I was just going to say, too, with our newsletters, you don't have to be a chamber member to sign up for those. So you can just go to our website, lich.com, and it will have a pop-up box that'll ask if you want to be added to the newsletter. And it's just a great way to stay connected with what we're doing and with what the community's doing. So,
Since last week, I know we talked about a few things. Anything new from the chamber office that we should get dialed in on? I know you got the parade of bands coming up, things like that.
Yep, and then we'll have our golf scramble for members tonight, or tomorrow night. Myself and another board member are going to be presenting a few of the scholarships to Eden Valley Watkins students that applied, and so we'll award those tomorrow night. So we'll have a good busy week.
That's right. We had a little prom, and that means that graduation's just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. So, all right. Anything else you'd like to add before we give some phone numbers and websites and things like that?
No, I think that's it for now.
Okay. Your phone number, your website, where they can get a hold of you.
320-693-8184 or lich.com.
All right. Very good. Well, that'll take care of another chamber chat until next week. You want to put your headsets on again now?
Yeah.
Because, you got to be able to listen to this. We get, like I say, from Elvis on up to Shania Twain. How did we do that? I don't know.
Through the courtesy of the Chamber of Commerce.
There is your chamber chat for yet another week on KLFT.